Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is A Rubbish Poem. It's February the 21st, today, Thursday, and my name is Anna, and I bring you A Cup of English twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can find my app of A Cup of English in iTunes, and you can always follow the text and grammar notes on your computer at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Now today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I wrote a poem about rubbish and trash and the dump. I don't know why I was inspired to do so, but I hope you like it. The grammar notes are shorter than usual because I will be repeating the poem so you can fully understand it. So let's get started. A rubbish poem. Throw it, chuck it, give it away. All of this furniture can't possibly stay. Every room, cupboard, and closet is filled to the brim. But most of this stuff should be thrown in the bin. So off to the dump with these old, broken possessions. Chairs, tables, and computers that long ago were in fashion. Just look at this old sofa. It's seen better days. Why do you think that keeping it pays? The mattress, pillows, and table are on their last legs. They're covered in stains, holes, scribbles, and bacon and eggs. The kids have used them as a castle, a playground, and even a hobbit's hole. But to throw them all away is definitely my goal. So give away what you want, and don't forget to recycle. Take our ornaments, broken kitchen appliances, records, toys, and bicycle. The dump is a glorious place, with an unforgettable smell. It's there we get rid of our trash and feel free, clean, and well. At first sight, it's quite scary, deep and dark, with mould, dust, sticky stuff, and fungus. But be brave. Chuck that ancient computer in there and come and join us. We'll celebrate our clean houses and new lives with martinis 1, 2, and 3. And promise to never again spend too much on junk. Now that's the key. Okay, so let's have a look at this rubbish poem, or a poem about rubbish. I hope you don't think that my poem is rubbish, but you can always let me know at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Okay, number one, to chuck. It's an English verb, really, to chuck. It means to throw away or to get rid of. You don't usually hear of it in the United States. A. Chuck those old papers in the fire, would you please? Chuck those old papers in the fire, would you please? Number two, filled to the brim. Well, we've gone over that before in a previous podcast, and it just means to be completely full up or filled to the very top. A. He filled my wine glass to the brim. He filled my wine glass to the brim. Number three, bin. Well, bin is used all the time in England. It's also used here in the US. It's another word for the garbage can, or the trash can, Often we don't even use the word can, we just say the garbage or the trash. Now you might say, okay, well the garbage means what you're throwing away, and the trash means what you're throwing away. Yes, that's true. It also means the container that you throw the garbage and the trash into. A. Oh dear, I think I threw $10 in the bin. Oh dear, I think I threw $10 in the bin. So here you could say, oh dear, I think I threw $10 in the garbage. Or, oh dear, I think I threw $10 in the trash. Number four, off to. Well, it's the same as saying go to or let's go to, a little bit like vamos in Spanish. A. Off to the swimming pool. Let's go. Off to the swimming pool. Let's go. So usually when there has already been a conversation or a discussion about going somewhere, and now is the time to go, you can just say, off to the swimming pool, or off to the park, or off to the cinema. Okay, number five. To have seen better days. This is a set phrase. It's quite well known. It means that something or someone is very old and not in good shape. They have seen better days. A. My television has seen better days. It's huge, black and white, and only three channels work. My television has seen better days. It's huge, black and white, and only three channels work. Number six. When we say something pays, it means that something is worth it or worthwhile, or that something works. A. It pays to study a little every day instead of once a week. So to pay, when you say it pays, it's like saying it is a good thing. It is worth doing this. It is a good idea. It pays. It pays to study a little every day instead of once a week. Number seven. To be on your last legs. Well, it can apply to people, animals, or objects. And it's just the same in meaning as to have seen better days. It means that perhaps you're very old, broken, not working properly. Here's an example. A. The car is on its last legs. It will break down any day. That car is on its last legs. It will break down any day. Number eight, the word scribble. I love the word scribble. Some of you will be familiar with it. Scribble, it's a messy piece of writing or drawing that usually children do on paper, and unfortunately sometimes they do it where they shouldn't, like furniture or the walls. A. My son scribbled all over our new table with a permanent pen. My son scribbled all over our new table with a permanent pen. Number nine, fungus. Fungus is a similar growth to a mushroom. We generally think of a fungus growing where you don't want it to grow, perhaps on old food or on damp materials. You can even get a fungus growing on your toenails, which is quite gross. Here's an example. I opened the closet and found fungus growing on the wall. I opened the closet and found fungus growing on the wall. And number 10, that's the key. This is a set phrase that means that's the solution, that is the answer, or you could even say that's it. A. Prepare yourself for your classes if you want to be successful. That's the key. Prepare yourself for your classes if you want to be successful. That's the key. Okay, so now I'm going to give you one more reading of the poem. I'll try to make it as slow as possible, and I hope you can understand it a little better and enjoy it. A rubbish poem. Throw it, chuck it, give it away. All of this furniture can't possibly stay. Every room, cupboard, and closet is filled to the brim. But most of this stuff should be thrown in the bin. So off to the dump with these old, broken possessions. Chairs, tables, and computers that long ago were in fashion. Just look at this old sofa. It's seen better days. Why do you think that keeping it pays? The mattress, pillows, and table are on their last legs. They're covered in stains, holes, scribbles, and bacon and eggs. The kids have used them as a castle, a playground, and even a hobbit's hole. But to throw them away is definitely my goal. So give away what you want, and don't forget to recycle. Take our ornaments, broken kitchen appliances, records, toys, and bicycle. The dump is a glorious place with an unforgettable smell. It's there we get rid of our trash and feel free, clean, and well. At first sight, it's quite scary, deep and dark, with mold, dust, sticky stuff, and fungus. But be brave. Chuck that ancient computer in there and come and join us. We'll celebrate our clean houses and new lives with martinis 1, 2, and 3. And promise to never again spend too much on junk. Now that's the key. Thank you so much for joining. That's the end of today's podcast. Remember, I love to receive your emails, and my email address is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. I hope you have a lovely weekend. Take care, be safe on the road, and join me again next week on Tuesday. Bye-bye.